Please be seated. Our hymn of the month is number 92, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. We think of Martin Luther as the most well-known reformer, theologian, a fiery preacher, a Bible translator. Luther was also a musician. Luther was born in 1483 in an area of Germany known for its music. In his little village, the boy Martin grew up listening to his mother sing in their home. His emotions, as you'll discover later in our study of him, his emotions were like a volcano. Even as a boy, they could be heard erupting into song. Martin joined a boys' choir and sang in weddings and funerals. But whenever young Martin went to church, he heard what everyone else heard. No music. The priests chanted, that only in Latin. 70 years earlier, 1415, John Huss had been burned at the stake. And at that time, the Huss followers were warned not to sing hymns. In those 70 years, there had been only a few churches where church members would sing in Latin, and even fewer churches who sang in their own language. It was others, along with Luther, who got the church singing again. When the Reformation began, Luther determined to lead the German church to sing to God in German. He himself wrote a number of hymns to get the ball rolling, but mostly Luther called on the poets and the skilled musicians of Germany to create new hymns. Luther wrote this, quote, next to the word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. When Luther was 40 years old, something happened that stoked Luther's commitment to hymns. Two young pastors were burned at the stake, the first two martyrs of the Reformation. And in response, Luther grieved and expressed his grief by writing a hymn to God. Within a year, Luther had written 24 more hymns. Luther's most famous hymn is Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, a mighty fortress is our God. It's known as the battle hymn of the Reformation because it has a heightened sense of spiritual conflict, a reality of living in danger even to the point of possible martyrdom, and a sense of confidence that comes with belonging to God's cause. A certain all-or-nothing vigor energizes this poem and hymn. At times when the cause of the Reformation seemed lost, Luther would resort back to this hymn, saying to his partner, Philip Melanchthon, come, Philip, let us sing it again. This hymn shares the general qualities and themes of Psalm 46, but it's a hymn. By the end of the Reformation, the people were able to listen to God through his word and respond back to God in their singing. During the first 100 years of the Reformation, listen carefully, during the first 100 years of the Reformation, scholars estimate that 25,000 hymns were written just in Germany. In the 1960s, you would never expect this hymn to be found in a Roman Catholic hymnal. But now, the former Roman Catholic priest Luther's hymn appears quite regularly in Catholic hymnals, usually with some alterations. Let's celebrate God's victory and our safety in Christ by singing all four verses of 92, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.